I remember when I lost my mind. I remember when people who worked for Donald Trump in his first administration would actually tell the man no when he proposed to do something that was patently immoral, illegal, or just didn't make any gosh darn sense. Remember when he told the DOJ to go after Time Warner Cable and Gary Cohn walked out of the meeting and told everybody that was in there, if you do one damn thing, you're going to get fired. Right. Don't you blankety blank dare was the message.
Well, he knew he would forget after a little bit, right?
If he
didn't do it.
That was part of what was said. I mean, we've got President Whiplash here, folks. If you're just tuning in, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got quite a hot discussion going on this afternoon with my great co-host, Tom Paulswitz, Navy vet, two-time congressional candidate, small business owner, and all-around reasonable man. President Whiplash.
Yes.
Tariffs. Yay, tariffs, but not tariffs on auto parts. And then, I guess not tariffs on Mexico or Canada either for 30 days. What's going on? This is nuts. There's an enemies list, but there's not. And all my appointees say they'll be apolitical, but then they fire all the FBI agents and force out all the U.S. attorneys that had anything to do with Donald Trump's cases, even though they were just following orders. You'll be rich day one, but I'm going to put a sales tax on all the stuff that the middle class likes to buy. The constitutionality of things getting flip-flopped every other day. We're going to end all these wars, but not.
Yeah.
This is the good one. This is the one that I constantly have such a problem about. Almost every single elected Republican at some point in time, including Donald Trump, has said things like, we're going to cut entitlement programs. And then like a day later when someone's like, by entitlement programs, do you mean Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? You want to cut those?
No,
then they'll say, no, I don't. You just said, do they think Americans don't know what an entitlement program is? Or non-discretionary spending? That's all just one. As soon as you hear that, think Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Van Orden, I'm never going to cut the food assistance program because I received it, except I'm all for the $880 billion that has to come out of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce.
Which is not food assistance, right?
It's just ridiculous. How about this one? We're going to go after the deep state, but I'm going to hire only people that are personally loyal to me and have no actual job qualifications. Right. That is the definition of the deep state. And then this one. The deficit is bad, but trillions in tax cuts for billionaires and the world's wealthiest corporations. It doesn't make
sense.
Logical. It has
but
no
Maggie,
logic.
Maggie, you got to remember, though, we're participants in the Trump show. So you remember the Truman Show, right? We're all just participants in the Trump show. And the Trump show is all about ratings, right? So when he says something that gains traction, he continues.
He
with
just
it.
Goes I mean, with it.
Greenland,
I'm getting clicks.
Panama, 51st state of Canada. I mean, it's crazy, right? This is just crazy stuff. Never mentioned, like you said, in the campaign itself, but just stuff that pops into his head because he's brilliant and he surrounded himself with sycophants who are going to follow
everything.
Just say
yes. Yeah.
But one of the most fascinating comments the other day was Scott Fitzgerald at his town hall said that I'm just a rank and file member of Congress. I don't get to ask what's really going on. Was paraphrasing what he said, and I'm like,
Are you kidding me?
Can you like that's
and like
your
I'm
job.
I'm not going to have any town halls because people are mad at me.
Right.
You know, no, that's when you actually need to show up and listen, folks. Join our conversation 855-752-4842 855-75 Civic. Anne from Chippewa Falls, you're up next, Miss.
Yeah, am I on right now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Yes, we can't take care of our veterans, our homeless people. People are sick, but we have billionaires saying tear it all down while they live big. I don't understand how people can't see this. If our country breaks down, who is to say we won't be attacked? And why would anyone want to fight for this country? I'm a veteran. My son-in-law is a veteran. He's 99% disabled. Do the people that call in know that these are young men that have issues, whether it's PTSD, whether it's hearing loss, he was around a burning pit. One of his army buddies died of pancreatic cancer. Do you think people are going to want to fight for this country when they're just shoved aside like this? I why aren't everybody thinking about this? And I can't believe that there's more Republicans that are closer in making the amount of money that these yahoos were cheering for the other night when Trump was talking. It was like he was having a rally. It wasn't even about talking about what he's going to do for working class people.
Well, because he's not going to do anything for working class right. people. He's going to tax you through the Trump tariff tax. And he's going to take all that money and give billions in tax cuts to billionaires. Jeff from Superior, our conservative friend on the text line. And Jeff, please do feel free to give us a call, 855-752-4842. Jeff had two thoughts. Our bureaucracy is too big and replete with waste, fraud, and abuse. And his second comment was Donald Trump won the popular and electoral college vote. He is doing the will of the people. I want to take the second comment first. There are over 300 million people in the United States. There's something like 220 odd million people that are voters, who are citizens and reached voting age. Donald Trump got 79 million votes. It's not even anywhere close to half, Jeff.
Correct.
So it's not the will of the people. That is how the election turned out. I don't sit up here and say he's not my president. He is my president, though I didn't vote for him. What I'd like Donald Trump to remember is that he actually represents all of us, not just the people that voted for him. He doesn't need to only answer to the billionaire donor class. He needs to answer to the middle class. That's what I hope our president can do. And what I think was going on in this election, in this past election cycle, is that people, and maybe Jeff, you're one of them, you look at things and you think, I'm getting screwed. This isn't working well for me. And my response to you, sir, is you got that part right.
Yes.
You absolutely did.
Yep.
And but we're directing our anger at one another, at work, other working people, other folks that are struggling to get by. When the problem is the rot and corruption in government, which comes from the idea that money is speech and that billionaires should be able to buy politicians, Jeff.
Yeah, and I'll add on to that, Maggie, that is really, we should be looking for corruption, not waste and fraud. If we really cared about waste and fraud, we wouldn't have cut all the investigators generals from all their positions, right? But the beginning part is the corruption is what's really costing us at the end of the day, because what we're not getting for our tax dollars is the most efficient and most effective form of delivering, especially our safety net and the things that we truly need. There are lots of great people, though. But Maggie, you and I talked about this before, right? The level, the amount of money we spend on people in government is less than 10% of the overall government budget.
Say that again, loud, so that they can hear you in the back. Real slow, right. Tom, say it again, please.
The amount that we spend on people when it comes to the federal government is less than 10% of the overall budget. More than two times that we spend on contractors, because we've started to move things away from, and because the number of people we employ now as a percentage of the population is down significantly from wherever it's been over the last 70 years. And in addition to that, if it really was about waste and fraud, we'd be looking for waste and fraud, not just going in and breaking things and claiming we found waste and fraud. Everything that Musk has found so far that he's claiming is fraud is not fraud. They're all lies.
It has been found before and yes. identified. For example, all this yes. baloney about Social Security and people over 150 years right. old. Guess what? You ask someone from the Social Security Administration that actually was responsible for this data set, they're like, anyone right. that's ever received a Social Security check is in the data set. That's why yes. they're not receiving checks. They audit right. this stuff. Like, again, it is completely fine, Jeff, to say, let's be more efficient, let's be more effective. But simply because someone says that that's what they're doing doesn't right. mean that that's what they're doing. We should be able to check the math and actually go through those systems. We don't have that information. There's been no facts presented. And if they were actually finding it, Jeff, you don't think that stuff would be on the front page of the paper every yes. damn day?
Right.
That it would and be the more, cryon on Fox News all day long.
Oh, my goodness, right. One more comment for Jeff, too, though, is Jeff, be mad. Also be informed. Don't listen to just one source. Listen to more sources. Go find out. Do the research. All government spending is publicly available. You can sort through it all yourself.
Tyler,
educate yourself.
Tyler from Wisconsin, Rapid says, in the future, will a clown, a clone be developed in the U.S. be able to hold office? Fair question. From WMDX, a new-ish texter, this Trump administration doesn't care about veterans any more than they care about a baby once it's born. They talk a big game about supporting our troops, but once veterans are back home, the promised care and support often fall by the wayside. It's the same attitude they show towards babies. Politicians focus on birth and the moment the child enters the world, but after they're here, the long-term care and well-being of both veterans and children seem to be forgotten in the pursuit of other political agendas. Well said, my friend. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Jack from Merrimack. You've been very patient, sir. Say hello to Tom. What are your comments this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie and Tom. Hello. Going back to about 1980, I think, when Reagan made his the government is not the helper, it's the problem speech. Republicans, it seems, have had this philosophy, let's break the government and destroy as many services as possible, and then we'll be able to say, look, the government doesn't work, so it's bad. And yes, they continue. This is just the ultimate final end game of that process. Now,
we gotta put a pin in it right there, Jack. I want to reemphasize Jack's point. Republicans for 20 plus years, maybe going back to Nixon time, so many more years than that, have systemically attacked the basic functions of government and then complain that government isn't working well. We do have our good friend Jeff from Superior on the line. We're going to talk to Jeff and every single one of you that are still on the lines, Ollie, Mark, and Whistler from Richland Center, all coming up on our phone lines right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Tom P. in the house. Join this great discussion, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Keep it locked, everybody.